भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So today, exceptionally, we read from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the first canto, chapter 2, text number 18.
那我们今天呢，特别的阅读圣典博伽瓦坛的第一篇第二章的第十八世界。
You tell me when you have it.
Yeah. The Canto
1 to 18.
Yeah, 我们是圣典博伽瓦坛的第一篇第二章的第十八世界。 Yes, I have it in front of me now.
Okay, Nashta.
Nashta.
Prayeshu.
Prayeshu.
Abhadreshu.
Abhadreshu.
Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu.
Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu.
Nityam.
Nityam.
Bhagavata.
Bhagavata.
Sevaya.
Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati.
Bhagavati.
Uttama.
Uttama.
Shloke.
Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Bhavati.
Bhavati.
Naishtiki.
Naishtiki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu.
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
Okay, word for word.
四对字.
Nashta.
Nashta. 毁灭.
Prayeshu.
Prayeshu. 基本上是不用。
Abhadreshu.
Abhadreshu. 所有的不吉祥。
Nityam.
Nityam. 有规律的。
Bhagavata.
Bhagavata. 圣典博伽瓦坛。 或者纯粹的奉献者。
Sevaya.
Sevaya. 通过服务。
Bhagavati.
Bhagavati. 对至尊人格守神。
Uttama.
Uttama. 超然的。
Shloke.
Shloke. 祷文。
Bhakti.
Bhakti. 爱的服务。
Bhavati.
Bhavati. 来自于。
Naishtiki.
Naishtiki. 被唤起。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由Srila Prabhupada提供。 译文。 经常参加圣典博伽瓦坛的课，并为纯粹奉献者做服务，就能够清除心中几乎所有的物质污染，为超人赞歌颂扬的人格守神做爱心服务，就能够像无法改变的事实一样被敲定下来。要旨：心中所有不吉祥的东西被认为是觉悟自我之途上的障碍，而这节诗提供了消除心中那些不吉祥东西的方法。 这方法就是与Bhagavata联谊。Bhagavata有两种，分别是书籍Bhagavata、圣典博伽瓦坛和奉献者Bhagavata。这两种Bhagavata都很有效，两者一起或其中的任何一者都足以清除障碍。奉献者Bhagavata几乎是与书籍Bhagavata一样的，因为奉献者Bhagavata以书籍Bhagavata为生活指导，而 书籍 Bhagavat 充满了有关人格守神和其他纯粹奉献者的信息，而他们也都是 Bhagavat。 Bhagavat 书籍与 Bhagavat 人是一样的，奉献者 Bhagavat 是人守神 Bhagavat 薄伽梵的直接代表，所以靠取悦奉献者 Bhagavat 人可以得到书籍 Bhagavat 的好处。人理解不了怎么能够通过奉献者 Bhagavat 或书籍 Bhagavat 在奉爱途上逐渐提升，但事实上前生曾经是女仆儿子的圣 Narada Deva 已经解释了所有的这些事实。女仆曾经为圣人们做了一些卑微的服务，这使得儿子也有机会与圣人们接触，仅仅是靠与圣人们的联谊，吃圣人们吃剩的食物，女仆的儿子便得到了成为伟大圣奉献者圣 Narada Deva 的机会。女仆的儿子便得到了有成为伟大的奉献者圣 Narada Deva 的机会。这些是与 Bhagavat 联谊交往的神奇效果。想要具有理解这些功效，首先应该注意的是，靠与 Bhagavat 真诚的联谊，人无疑很容易接受超然的知识，变得越来越稳定地为至尊主做奉爱服务。随着与 Bhagavat 的指导下，人就会变得越来越坚定地为至尊主做超然的爱心服务。因此人必须从奉献者 Bhagavat 那里接受书籍 Bhagavat 的信息，而这两种 Bhagavat 的结合将帮助出席奉献者不断去经常参加薄伽瓦坛的课，并为纯粹奉献者做服务，就能够清除心中几乎所有的物质污染，为超然藏歌碎扬的人格守神做爱心服务，就会像无法改变的事实一样被确定下来。
Om Agena Dimirandasya Genanjana Shalakaya Shakshumilitam Genatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Pashyate Adeshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Panchakalpatarubhyacha Kripa Sindubhyashnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we have chosen this particular verse today.
所以我们今天呢，特别选择了这个诗节。
Because today you are celebrating the most beautiful, the most blessed event, the appearance of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
因为我们今天大家要在一起来庆祝这最美妙的、最激动人心的一个时刻，也就是A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada 的诞辰日。
This today is actually the most important celebration in our society.
在我们的社团中呢，今天这个日子是最重要的来庆祝的日子。
Oh, you may say, oh no, what about yesterday, Janmashtami, the appearance of Lord Krishna?
那也许可能你会说，哦，那这样的话，那昨天是怎么回事啊？昨天是主 Krishna 的显现日，是 Janmashtami 啊。
What about Gopunima?
还有 Gopunima 又是怎么回事呢？
And Radhastami.
还有 Radhastami 怎么样呢？
So many celebrations.
有这么多的要庆祝的日子呢。
And we always hear they are very important.
而且我们总是听到这些日子都是非常非常重要的。
Most important.
都是最重要的。
But it's special about today, very special about today, because today we are celebrating the appearance of that particular Bhagavat devotee that brought us Krishna and Radharani and Gauranga Mahaprabhu and all the other incarnations who gave us the opportunity to celebrate all these beautiful festivals.
但是今天的这个日子呢，是一个特别的需要去庆祝的日子，因为就是今天的这个日子中显现的这位人物，他才把我们带进了和Krishna 和 Radha 还有和朱切坦尼亚马哈帕布以及所有的这些重要的人物的联系的机会，才使我们有机会去庆祝他们的显现日。
If it was would not be for Srila Prabhupada coming to the West, coming to the outside of India to propagate this Krishna consciousness, we would not know anything.
如果要不是 Srila Prabhupada 他离开了印度，来到了西方的世界，来把 Krishna 知觉传递给大家，我们对此事是会完全一无所知的。
Or maybe we would hear some things, but not in a very correct way, in a very correct presentation.
也许我们可能会对此信息听到一些消息，但是呢，并不会是在非常正确的途径中或者展示中去了解的。
Yes, maybe you would have heard because now we have the internet. You could hear about Krishna and Radharani and all these great personalities, but in a very deformed, in a very wrong presentation.
当然，今天我们因为有互联网，所以说呢，我们可能会在网上去了解一些关于 Krishna、关于 Radharani 以及所有这些伟大人物的信息。但是呢，由于我们的这个途径不是正宗的，所以呢，我们所听到的这些消息呢，都是被扭曲的，都不是正确的消息。
And Srila Prabhupada is a Bhagavad devotee of the higher caliber.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他是一位 Bhagavad 的奉献者，是一位非常崇高的人物。
Very, very special Mahabhagavad devotee.
他是一位非常非常特别的 Mahabhagavad 奉献者。
Because Srila Prabhupada was entrusted with a mission that no other acharya previously was.
因为 Srila Prabhupada 他所感兴趣的一个使命呢，是在之前的所有的 acharya 都没有从事涉足过的事情。
It was the desire of Lord Krishna Chaitanya to distribute love of Krishna freely to everybody in this planet, everybody.
那么他的使命呢？就是主 Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他要让全世界毫无分辨心的全部都能够接触到圣明，都能够接触到 Krishna 知觉的这个使命的运动。
This was the desire of Lord Chaitanya.
那么所以这是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的愿望。
He wanted to give opportunity to everyone embrace this loving devotional service and achieve Krishna Prema.
那么他希望呢能够把能够达到 Krishna Prema 的奉爱服务，给予所有的人，让所有的人都有机会去拥抱这服务。
So you may say, oh, what a big deal. It is a big deal because in Kali Yuga nobody is qualified to practice pure devotional service.
那么也许可能你会说，这有什么了不起的呀？但这的确是非常了不起的，因为在卡利年代，没有任何一个人有资格去从事这纯粹的奉献服务。
Kali Yuga people are absolutely, absolutely no qualities to begin practicing pure devotional service.
在卡利年代，没有任何一个人他有资格去开始去从事纯粹的奉献服务。
It is only happening because of the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
它之所以发生的原因呢，就是由于是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他所具备的愿望而发生的。
That's why he's considered the most magnanimous, the most compassionate of all the different forms of the Lord.
所以说呢，在主 Krishna 的所有的形象中，他是最大度的、最仁善的一位化身的形象。
Namavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gauri Divishyanama is distributing freely Krishna Prema, pure love of Krishna, even to the least qualified people.
所以呢，他是完全的免费的，大量的在向大家派发 Krishna 的神爱，即便是那些最低等的人，也都是在包含其中的。
So Sankirtana movement is like an army that is moving, slowly moving, and conquering the hearts of all living entities.
所以 Sankirtan 运动呢，它就像是一个大军一样。那么这个大军呢，是慢慢的移动着去啊、去征服所有的低等的人的受条件限制的心。
Destroying all the inauspicious, all the narrings in the hearts of every living entity, so they can embrace this path of pure devotional service.
会把生物体心中的所有的 narta, 所有的不洁之物，所有的不想要的东西都给清除掉。然后呢，大家可以在内心中去拥着。
In this army, Lord Chaitanya is the supreme commander.
所以说呢，在这个大军中呢，朱柴坦尼马巴布呢，他是伟大的将军，是指挥官。
And the supreme commander is ordering his generals, you go everywhere and distribute Krishna prema to everyone in any corner of the planet Maya.
那么所以说，这位总指挥官呢，他就会向他的将军们去发出施令，去啊，你们一定要去把这。Krishna 的这个爱呢，传递给所有的人，然后传递到各个地方。
This is one of his biggest generals, Srila Prabhupada.
那么他其中有一位非常，就是他最大的这位将军呢，就是 Srila Prabhupada。
He took the order of this commander Mahaprabhu and he decided to go all over the world and distribute Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，他就接受了。他的指挥官所给予他的任务，并且呢，决定到世界各地去传播 Krishna 知觉。
And Srila Prabhupada went all over the world, giving exactly these two aspects of Bhagavatam that are so important to purify our hearts, so that loving devotional service will become established there.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada他就在世界各地把这。博迦瓦坛的这两个方面给予了所有的人，然后大家通过这两种途径呢，可以净化我们的内心，从而能够接受 Krishna 知觉。
He brought with him, see, it was the books you were preparing before coming to the West to see us, was the Bhagavatam.
所以呢，在他来西方见到我们之前呢，他首先呢先准备了这本书。那么这本书呢，就是《圣典波迦瓦坛》。
Wherever Srila Prabhupada went, he lectured on Srimad Bhagavatam, he spoke about Srimad Bhagavatam, encouraged, induced his followers to distribute the Bhagavatam.
所以在Srila Prabhupada所到之处呢，他都会讲述《圣典波迦瓦坛》，他都会传播《圣典波迦瓦坛》的知识，并且呢，会鼓励他的后人们去。派发圣典波迦瓦坛。
Srila Prabhupada worked very hard every day, spent so many hours translating, trying to finish the whole Bhagavatam.
Srila Prabhupada 每天都会不辞辛劳的花很多的小时的时间来翻译圣典波迦瓦坛。
And in between his translations, he wrote his purports, his realizations, his understandings, so we could have.His own association.
除了翻译圣典波迦瓦坛之外呢，他还给这个圣典波迦瓦坛写下了他的要旨以及他的觉悟，以这样的方式呢，使我们也能够得到他的涟漪。
Sometimes devotees say, "Oh, but I, Prabhupada already left. I could not have his association."
有的时候奉献者就会说，哦，圣典Srila Prabhupada已经离开了，所以我没有办法得到他的涟漪。
No, Srila Prabhupada is present in his books, in his purports.
不是这样的 ，Srila Prabhupada 他在他的书中以及在他的要旨中临在的。
We can actually associate with Srila Prabhupada in person by reading his purports, because Srila Prabhupada speaks to us, he really directs us.
因为我们实际上是可以通过书中的要旨和 Srila Prabhupada。有直接的联谊的，因为他所写下的话呢，都是直接为我们所写的。
Srila Prabhupada is present in his books.
Srila Prabhupada 他是在他的书中临在的。
He himself said that.
他自己就是这么说的。
Because Srila Prabhupada, He was so expert in presenting the language of Srimad Bhagavatam that sometimes would be a little difficult or too difficult for us to understand. And through his purpose, he made everything very clear, very understandable, and very practical to use.
释迦牟尼佛呢，他是如此精通于把圣典薄伽瓦坛的信息展现给我们。那么圣典薄伽瓦坛他所用的这个语言呢，有的时候呢是晦涩难懂的。 但是呢，他用一种非常简单的、明了的、实际的一种方式，把它展现在了我们的面前。
He made the language of Srimad Bhagavatam be accessible to the modern people.
他让圣典薄伽瓦坛的这种语言呢，能够让现代的人明白理解。
If you read Srila Prabhupada's purpose, everything becomes crystal clear.
如果我们要是阅读释迦牟尼佛的要旨的话，所有的一切都会变得像水晶一样清晰明了。And
over and over again, Srila Prabhupada repeats in his books that we are eternal spiritual souls. We are not these material bodies. We are meant to be engaged in devotional service to Krishna. Constantly, Srila Prabhupada mentions that.
在释迦牟尼佛的要旨中呢，他就会恒常不断地会提到，我们并不是这 物质的躯体，我们是永恒的灵魂，我们是至尊主的永恒的仆人，我们应该为他做奉献服务。That
we should chant the holy names of Krishna, that we should read Srimad Bhagavatam, we should associate with the devotees of the Lord, we should only take Krishna prasad. Again and again, Srila Prabhupada tells these things.
而且呢，他也会恒常不断地去强调，那么我们呢应该 阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛，我们应该唱诵圣名，我们应该和奉献者联谊，我们应该只是去吃菩萨的。
Srila Prabhupada is our best friend.
所以，Srila Prabhupada他是我们最好的朋友。Because
a friend is a person that wishes us everything well, that does everything and says everything that is for our benefit. This is a friend.
因为什么是朋友？朋友是 在各方面都会祝福我们，都会祝愿我们更好，而且呢，他会在各个方面都会在帮助我们。A
friend is a person that does not hesitate to tell us things that you probably don't like to hear, but are very important for us to understand.
像我们有一些事情不想听，但是呢，却对我们非常重要的这些信息，那么一位朋友他就会毫不迟疑地告诉我们。
Yes, a real friend is a person that tells us that we are nonsense when we behave nonsense.
所以呢，一位真正的朋友，当我们在行为不端的时候，当我们在胡言乱语的时候呢，他也会立刻的向我们指出来。A
real friend is a person that do not leave us even when we are penniless, when everybody else rejects us, he does not reject us.
当我们身无分文，当我们被其他的人所抛弃的时候，一位朋友，真正的朋友，他是不会抛弃我们的。And
that is Srila Prabhupada.
而这个朋友就是 Srila Prabhupada.
You cannot have a better friend than Srila Prabhupada.
我们不可能有比像 Srila Prabhupada 更好的朋友了。
Yeah, you may say, oh, but we have so many other friends, but sometimes they are not accessible. You cannot contact them. They are busy. They are doing something. They are traveling. They are not. We cannot contact them right now. And we needed to contact them, but we cannot. But Srila Prabhupada, we can connect with him anytime.
但也许可能你就会说，那我还有好多其他的朋友呢。但是呢，有这个我们其他的朋友在有的时候呢是找不到他们的。 比如说呢，他们可能会忙啊，他们不在你的身边呀，或者他们在旅行啊，或者在从事一些其他的事情，所以呢，你要着急要找他的时候，他就不在。但是 Srila Prabhupada 是有求必应，我们什么时候想找他，他都在。Sometimes
even our own gurus, our own spiritual masters, we want to contact them is a serious thing, but it's difficult. They are so busy. They have so many engagements. We write a letter, but maybe they take a long time to reply, or they never reply because they don't have the time. But Srila Prabhupada is always accessible.
有的时候就是我们自己的灵性导师。 我们有些事情着急想要找他，我们给他写了信，我们想要他为我们解决一个困难的问题，但是由于呢，我们的灵性导师他们非常的忙碌着在进行着其他的这些服务，导致了他不能够马上的回你一封信呢，可能要花很长时间才能给你回，甚至于不回。但是呢，希拉帕帕无论我们什么时候找他，他都在。
It's like a grandfather in the family.
所以希拉帕帕对于我们来说就像是家庭中的祖父一样。
The father, the mother, they are always busy in household chores or working outside in the job to maintain the family. They are busy. Sometimes they have no time to take care of their children. But the grandfather is always there. He's always there to hear them, to give them counsel, to reprimand them, to encourage them, to help them. Always, always, always.
那家里的爸爸妈妈呢？由于总是在忙碌着一些家务事情，而且呢还要上外面去工作，要打工，要上班。所以说呢，他们可能就会很忙，忙到了就没有办法听我们的这些意见或者给我们的照顾。但是作为家庭的这个祖父呢，他永远都在那儿，他永远都会听我们讲话，永远都会给我们一些意见和建议，然后呢帮助我们，所以他一直都会在那里的。阿叔。
That's why it is said that the kind and the father himself.
那所以也就是这个原因呢，使得说祖父总是要比父亲要更加的仁慈，要更加的慈爱。
Sometimes we don't realize or we don't sufficiently realize the importance of Srila Prabhupada in our lives.
那有的时候呢，我们在我们的生活中并没有真正的意识到 Srila Prabhupada 在我们生活中是多么的重要。
We take it for granted everything he did, it, everything he gave us.
有的时候呢，我们对于舍拉帕帕他所做的一切，他所给予我们的一切，就想当然的这么接受了。
Because now everybody knows, everybody has access to Srila Prabhupada's books. So, okay, we have Srila Prabhupada's books. We all have all his books, but maybe you don't even read them.
因为现在呢，所有人都能够很容易得到舍拉帕帕的书籍，那我们就会觉得哦，反正我有舍拉帕帕的书，但事实上我们把书就放在那儿，并没有真正的去读他的书。
Yes, we may read so many other devotional books, but we don't read Srila Prabhupada's books.
也许可能我们阅读了很多的其他的和奉爱相关的书籍，但是并没有认真的阅读舍拉帕帕的书。
We hear so many bhajans, but we don't hear Srila Prabhupada's bhajans.
我们可能听到了很多的 bhajan 这些赞歌，但是并没有真正的去听 Srila Prabhupada 的吟唱。
There are so many movies now available where you can see Srila Prabhupada acting, Srila Prabhupada speaking, giving advice, but we prefer to watch other movies.
那我们现在呢，有一些这些电影，这些影片里面呢，是展示的是Srila Prabhupada 在讲课。然后呢在讲话，但是呢我们可能并没有想要真的去看这些影片，而是去看其他的影片了。
Never a great acharya gave us such a vast amount of information available as we have today in the form of audio, in the form of video, in the form of printing books. Never any acharya in the past was able to gives that much.
在过去的没有任何一位 Acharya 能够像 Srila Prabhupada 那样给我们这么多的以音频、视频和书籍所展现的这些信息。
We have so many recorded lectures of Srila Prabhupada, so many thousands of lectures.
那现在呢，我们应该有成千上万条由 Srila Prabhupada 所录下的讲课。
So many conversations, Srila Prabhupada with his disciples and outside people.
那还有很多的录下的这些信息呢，是舍尔帕帕的和他的门徒，还有和奉爱之外的这些人士的对话的录音。
Very important conversations where Srila Prabhupada deals with devotees' problem and gives the appropriate counseling.
还有很多对话呢是。舍拉帕帕的和他的门徒之间的这个对话，去帮他们解决他们所面对的问题，以及给他们的意见。
So many devotees, they don't pay attention to these things.
但是很多奉献者呢，并没有注意到这些。
All these things are there available. You can download from the internet with your cell phone.
但是所有的这些信息呢，都是在互联网上有的，所以我们只是需要做的就是用我们的手机去把它们下载下来就好了。
Yes, we may like to read other books. Yes, we may like to hear other bhajans or watch other videos. Yes, it's okay. But we should nourish our real soul, very deeply nourish ourselves spiritual by having the association of this important Mahabhagavat person.
那也许呢，我们很喜欢读其他的一些书籍，喜欢听其他的 bhajan。那么这些呢也都是没有问题的，但是呢在做这些事情的同时呢，我们还需要做的一件非常重要的事情，就是非常认真的真真正的去和这位 Mahabhagavat 得到联谊。
Without association as such a Mahabhagavat, how are we going to deal with our anattas, with our impurities in our hearts? Very, very difficult.
如果我们要是不去和这位 Mahabhagavat 真正的联谊的话，我们怎么能够去应付我们内心中的这些不洁、这些 anatta 呢？是很难的。
Now, fortunately, in many parts of the world, devotees are becoming more and more conscious of reading Srila Prabhupada's books every day.
但是现在幸运的呢，是在世界上的越来越多的地方的这些奉献者们，越来越有意识的每天在阅读Srila Prabhupada的书籍了。
Not just one verse and one purport that we put on WeChat, not just that.
所以并不是说是每天就是只是把一个诗节和一个要旨给传到微信上，并不是这样的。
Certainly, this is already something.
当然了，这已经是一个很好的做，就是已经做的一个很好的事情了。
But get together and just sit down and read Srila Prabhupada for 1 hour, 2 hours, as much as we can.
但是呢，我们应该大家聚集在一起，真正的坐下来读上个1到2个小时的时间。我们应该就是尽量的花多的时间去阅读。
Just read, slowly read and try to absorb the words of Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam.
我们只是去阅读，只是去阅读，让自己完全的沉醉在一个Bhagavat 的人以及书中的信息的每一个字里。
We only realize the purifying aspect of these things when we do them. If we don't do, we don't even think about its importance.
所以说呢，只有当我们在做这件事情的时候，我们才会意识到它是多么的净化。但是当我们没有做这件事情的时候呢，我们连想都不会去想这件事情。
If you really want to become serious devotees, really advance in Krishna consciousness, get rid of our impurities in our hearts so we can love Krishna, we need to hear, we need to read Srila Prabhupada's books.
所以如果你真的想要成为一个非常的严肃认真的一位奉献者，真正的想要去清除内心的所有的这些 anatta 这些不洁之物的时候，我们就应该非常的认真的真正的去阅读Srila Prabhupada的这些书籍。
Now, all the lectures, all the conversation, morning walks, everything that Srila Prabhupada spoke is recorded in audio, is there, is available, and the transcriptions of all these conversations and lectures and everything is also there, it's available.
那么现在呢，Srila Prabhupada他所给予的这些讲课，以及呢他在清晨散步中的对话，以及呢他在和其他人在讲话中的这些录音，全部都录下来，而且呢都是我们可以找到的。然后呢，除了这些这个录音中的对话呢，就是这些对话把它给变成了这个文字的这些信息呢，也都是存在的，现在网上也都能够找到。
Yes, but many devotees are going to say yes, but it's not in Chinese.
那也许很多奉献者就会说，是有，但是问题这些信息都不是中文的。
So this is my challenge, and my I say Yes, my challenge to all of you who are from Chinese background and can also read and write English very well.
嗯，那么我呢要对所有的中国的奉献者，就是能够就是中国人，但是呢也能够读和听英文的奉献者发出的一个挑战。
Take this responsibility. Get together, organize a team of serious devotees all over the country who are able to translate, and get together and distribute tasks to everyone. Have things done very in a very nice coordinating way, so that all these audio transcriptions can be translated into Chinese language.
就是能够阅读和听聆听。英文的这些奉献者应该聚集在一起，然后呢非常有序的和其他国家的这些奉献者们一起把舍尔帕帕的这些信息呢把它分离成中文，然后呢再把它给派发出去，使得很多的奉献者都能够真正的去听到读到以及看到这些信息。
It's not difficult because Srila Prabhupada's English is quite simple.
那么这并不是一件非常难的事儿，因为舒拉帕帕的英文呢是很简单的英文。
It just takes time and coordination, so everybody is assigned a particular set of conversations or whatever is there in audio. Take the transcriptions in English and start translated into Chinese.
但是呢，只是需要花时间和一些这个配合，才能够把这件事情做好。那么也就是说呢，这个每个人呢。可以拿到关就这些信息的这一部分，然后呢就开始来进行翻译，然后把它给翻译成中文。
And when these things, when the transcriptions of any audio things of Prabhupada are translated, then some devotees who have nice voices and they are good in narrating, they can translate Srila Prabhupada's conversations. Srila Prabhupada is saying in English, and the devotee clicks.Pause and says in Chinese, clicks in, Prabhupada says in English, clicks off, he says in Chinese, and translates. Everything Srila Prabhupada said, everything, all the conversation, all the lecture can be available to the Chinese devotees.
Ashu, please allow me to close the door.
Close.
对不起。那所以说呢，就是当所有的这些信息翻译好了以后呢，然后找一位这个声音比较甜美的，然后有善于朗读的奉献者呢，就根据翻译的这个信息呢，来录制舒尔帕帕的这个讲课。那么因为舒尔帕帕他在讲课的时候呢是有录音的，所以呢就在舒尔帕帕讲一句以后呢，然后我们就按下这个录音机，然后让它停一下，然后呢再把这个。说话讲的这个话呢用中文讲的给录下来。
It was done in the past, a few of this, Srila Prabhupada's letters were translated into Chinese in the past.
但在过去呢说话话的一些讲课呢已经被翻译成了中文。
I heard that there are some devotees doing this.
那我听说呢有些奉献者正在做这件事情。
But it's not very nice, very well coordinated.
但是呢，大家的这种协调做的可能不是特别好。
Again, just takes a commitment from a group of devotees, create a team, and make sure that things are done in a very coordinated manner, so that everybody can get benefit from that work.
所以说呢，大家应该组织起一个团队，然后呢，很好的协作，然后把这件事情呢，在大家的这种配合下，把它更好的做起来。
Don't wait for the GBC to decide these things. Don't wait for the leaders to decide these things. Take on your hands. Take this is a voluntary work. Coordinate with devotees all over the country who are very good in English, can translate and can narrate things and distribute service to all of them and then make sure everybody does their part.
那所以说我们不要等 GBC 的领导还有就是我们的这个领导来安排我们做这件事情，那我们应该呢就是把这件事情给接过来，然后这个本来就是一个自愿的需要去承担的一个工作， 所以呢，我们就应该是在自己的这个协调的这种状态下，把这件事情给做好。
It was such an important service to facilitate the devotees who cannot have access to English language, so they could also have the direct association of Prabhupada through his lectures, through his conversations, through his talks, and where he speaks things that sometimes are not even in his books.
嗯，那所以说呢，这个是一个非常重要的一个服务，就是帮助那些不会听英文也不会看英文的奉献者。能够有这个机会和有这种平台去接触到舍拉帕帕的直接的讲话以及直接的这些信息。那么因为舍拉帕帕他在这个对话中的这些录音的一些信息呢，在他的书籍里面有的时候是没有被涵盖的。阿叔。
This is just a suggestion of something that the devotees could undertake.
那么这个呢，只是我今天给大家的一个建议，就是奉献者可以去做的一件事情。
So coming back to what we said before, that the devotees take for granted that the books are there, everything is there, we have our gurus, we are initiated, we have so many things to do, and we associate, and we tend to overlook or not think about what Srila Prabhupada actually has given to us.
嗯，那所以说呢，我们再回到刚才的这个话题上，就是我们有时候呢就想当然的接受了我们现在所有的这些书籍，以及呢想就是由于我们在和我们的guru的这个联谊的过程中，以及呢在和我们的这个guru的这个接触他的这个训示中的时候呢，我们可能就没有注意到。要去真正的阅读舍拉帕帕所给我们的这个书籍，已经没有真正的注意到他在这个书籍里面所给我们的这些信息和内容。
We don't realize, or we are often not aware of the sacrifice Srila Prabhupada has made in order for us to have what we have now available so easily.
我们有的时候呢就没有意识到。我们今天这么容易的得到了所有的这些信息的背后，舍拉帕帕他所付出的这些艰辛。
Srila Prabhupada traveled to the West to bring Krishna consciousness to the West at the age of 70.
舍拉帕帕在70岁高龄的时候呢，为了要把 Krishna 知觉传递给西方世界的人们，远渡重洋的来到了西方国家。
It's okay. What's the big deal? You travel from India to everywhere in the world nowadays. It's such an easy thing to travel.
那有时候我们就会在想，这有什么了不起的呀？现在从印度到世界各地的任何一个地方都没有什么可难的。
Well, Srila Prabhupada did not travel by aeroplane like we travel today all over the place.
那舍拉帕帕当时从印度去美国的时候，可不是像我们今天一样坐着飞机去世界各地的。
Srila Prabhupada was penniless, he didn't have any money.
舍拉帕帕当时是身无分文的。
He had a great wealth, spiritual wealth to distribute, but he had no money in his pocket.
那他呢是有巨大的灵性的财富去派发给大家，但是在他的兜里面没有一分钱。
So he had to accept the charity of a place, of a seat in a boat, a cargo ship bound for the USA.
所以说呢，他就必须要接受这个船公司所给予他的这个布施，从这个就坐这个船去美国。
It was a very rough journey, very rough.
所以那是一个非常非常艰辛的旅程。
Very different from the travelism that the tourists make in very luxuriant and very comfortable traveling ships.
那么这个和现在的这个旅行社所给我们安排的坐着轮船非常舒服的，然后享受着高等条件的去旅行的这种条件是完全不一样的。
This was not a ship for passengers. It was a ship for cargo, for merchandise.
因为当时他所坐的这艘船呢，甚至于不是一艘运人的船，而是一艘货船。
They are not made for comfortable crossing over the ocean.
所以在这条船在建船的时候呢，他就没有想到要让人舒舒服服的坐在里面去渡洋。
Srila Prabhupada, it didn't arrive after one or two days. It took more than a month traveling in the ocean to arrive to the USA.
而且呢，舒尔爸爸他在去美国的这一段历程呢，并不是说是一两天就到了，而是花了一个月的时间才到。
If you are not a seaman, a sea person, it's very difficult to spend such amount of time in a boat. Very, very difficult.
所以，如果要是不是一位专业的船员的话，只是一个普通的人，在船上过那么长的时间是非常的难的一件事情。
Srila Prabhupada struggled so much with seasickness.
Srila Prabhupada 当时经历了很严重的晕船。
Seasickness, I don't know if any of you experienced, but seasickness is terrible. Makes you dizzy all the time, makes you feel vomiting even if you don't have anything in the stomach. You don't feel any balance. It's so uncomfortable, and you don't have any shelter because the boat is always rocking.
所以呢，我不知道大家有没有过晕船的这个经历。那么晕船的这种体验呢，是非常难受的，因为呢，它始终让你是处在一种晕厥的，就是晕的状态。而且呢，即便是肚子里没有食物，那也会一直都会在吐的这种状态。那么而且呢，始终都不会有缓解的原因，是因为这个船它始终都处在一个晃动的状态下。
Srila Prabhupada suffered 2 heart attacks while on a boat.
而且舒尔爸爸在船上的时候呢，曾经犯过两次心脏病。
He even wrote, if a third one would come, he would not survive.
如果要是他再犯第三次心脏病的话，他就活不了了。
So you ask those who already had an heart attack what that means.
那如果要是有人有过心脏病的经历的话，大家都知道这是什么意思。
Is extremely painful.
所以呢，心脏病是非常的疼的一种病。
And if you survive, you are very fortunate.
如果您要是能够从这个心脏病的犯病的过程中能够缓过来的话，是非常的幸运的。
And Srila Prabhupada was not traveling in this ship in order to go for sightseeing in America or experience the American dream.
而且舒尔爸爸呢，他坐着船去美国，他并不是说是要到美国去观光，然后呢要去满足他的像别人那样的美国之梦。
Srila Prabhupada was going to on a mission.
舒尔爸爸他去美国是有使命的。
What was his mission?
那么他的使命是什么呢
？His mission was to distribute.Krishna consciousness, follow the orders of his Guru Maharaj to distribute Krishna consciousness to the Western people.
那么他的使命呢，就是遵循他的 Guru Maharaj 的训谕，把 Krishna 知觉传递给西方的人们。
This, Srila Prabhupada was so bound by the instruction of his Guru.
而且舒尔帕帕呢，他是完全的让自己依附于他的灵性导师所给予他的训谕的。
While on board of the ship, the ship named Jaladut, Srila Prabhupada composed some prayers.
当舒尔帕帕登上加拉都塔号船的时候呢，他就写下了一首祷文。
And in one of those prayers, Srila Prabhupada writes.
在写下了几首祷文，在其中的一首祷文中，舒尔爸爸写道
：“Can you read that? Can you translate?”
哦，没
事。I just sent you the Nakali.
Yeah, I 看到，我看到。虽然我的 Guru，、
okay.
虽然我的 Guru Maharaj 这训谕我完成这个使命，但是我却没有任何的资格，也不适合去做这件事情。我是非常堕落的，以及非常的渺小的。因此，哦主啊，现在我就向您乞讨您的仁慈，从而我能够变得有价值。因为您是最有智慧的，以及呢是最有经验的。
So here you can see just in this prayer, how Srila Prabhupada was so much dependent on the Lord's mercy in order to fulfill the instruction of his Guru Maharaj. So much dependent.
所以呢，在这个祷文里面呢，我们就可以看完，他是多么的依靠于主的仁慈。
And then when he arrived at the United States at Boston the first time.
然后呢，他就首度渡上了，首度登上了美国的波士顿。
At that time, it was just a short stop for a few days.And Srila Prabhupada had the opportunity to walk in the streets of Boston, and just by seeing the billboards on the streets, on the buildings, like we have in all the cities, the billboards of all commercials, all kinds of things, Srila Prabhupada could that people were so much affected by the modes of passion and ignorance, so much affected.
然后呢，舍尔帕帕呢，他就在波士顿呢，待了几天，而且他有机会在波士顿呢溜达了一段时间。那么当时他就看到了在波士顿的街上以及在这个楼上呢有很多的广告牌，那么这个广告牌里面呢，就跟我们现在所看到的这些信息是差不多的。那么当舍尔帕帕看到了这些广告信息的时候呢，他就意识到了，就是所有的这些人他们是。多么的受在这个完全的这个条件限制的状态下的。
And Srila Prabhupada at that time composed another set of prayers.
那么当时呢，舍尔帕帕呢，他就写下了另外一套祷文。
And amongst these prayers, I selected a few here that you can translate.
那然后在所有的这些祷文里面呢，我就选择了其中的几段，然后呢来给大家读一读。我亲爱的主啊，我猜您在这儿需要做一些事情，否则为什么您会把我带到这么可怕的一个地方呢？这儿所有的人都被物质的属性，都被愚昧和激情的物质属性所覆盖着。我希望您能够救他们，因此我在寻找着您的仁慈，以至于我可以说服他们，因为我自己是完全没有任何力量的。一切世界的灵性导师啊，我仅仅能够重复您的信息，所以您。所以您可以使我有力量来讲述对于您的理解的话语。哦，主啊，我只是您手中的一只木偶，所以您把我带到这里，让我在这里跳舞，然后您让我跳舞。哦，主啊，您就让我以您喜欢的方式让我尽情的跳舞吧，我没有任何的奉爱，我也没有任何的知识，但是我对于 Krishna 的名字有坚强的信心。
Very touching prayers.
所以这是非常的令人感动的祷文。
I believe you have these prayers translated in Chinese.
Yes.那我相信这些祷文肯定已经翻译成了中文。
Maybe somebody could post these prayers today on YY so devotees can refresh their memory.
如果要是手里面有这些祷文的中文版的奉献者，您现在可以把它给发上来，然后呢，大家都能够好好的看一看这些祷文。
Srila Prabhupada was so much dependent on the mercy of the Lord.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada他是完全的依靠于主的仁慈的。
He had so much knowledge. He was Bhaktivedanta. Bhaktivedanta means you have the right understanding of the scriptures. And he was so knowledgeable. He was such a great devotee, but he feels himself incapable of being able to communicate with others this wonderful knowledge.
他呢，实际上是非常的博学的。他自己本人就是 Bhaktivedanta。Bhaktivedanta 的意思呢，就是对。韦达的哲学是具有这个深厚的学识的，所以说呢，他自己本来就是一个非常的这个博学之士，但是呢，他自己却觉得他自己是没有任何的知识以及没有任何的资格去传递这些信息的。
And Srila Prabhupada now confessed he was wondering why he was in such a terrible place.
而且呢，释迦牟尼佛他也在这个困惑着为什么他会来到这么一个可怕的地方。
Because he was so different from the place where he just had left.
因为呢，这个美国这个地方和他所居住的那个环境是完全不一样的。
Totally the opposite.
所以美国和他之前所居住的地方是完全相反的。
Prabhupada had left Vrindavan.
释迦牟尼佛他以前从来没离开过文达文。
Vrindavan is the most pure, the most transcendental place in this world.
而文达文呢，是在这个世界的最超然的、最纯粹的地方。
And now he was in the most materialistic place of the world.
而他现在呢，身处在世界上最物质熏心的一个地方。
And to make things even worse, Srila Prabhupada then moved to New York.
而且呢，让这个境况变得更糟的这个状态呢，就是释迦牟尼佛他又去了纽约。
New York is the capital of sense gratification.
因为纽约呢是感官享乐的大都市。
Totally devoid of God consciousness.
所以在纽约这个地方呢，是完全没有神知觉的。
Oh, in New York, there are very nice residential areas.
那当然，纽约呢有很好的居民区。
But Srila Prabhupada did not have the means, did not have any friends, any contacts to live in those nice areas. He had to choose to live in a very poor and very defamed, very, very, very degraded area.
但是呢，释迦牟尼佛因为没有任何的途径，也没有任何的朋友。让他能够居住在那些高尚的这个住宅区里面，所以呢，释迦牟尼佛呢就只能选择住在一个非常贫穷的、非常破烂的，而且呢也是非常的堕落的一个地方。
A place that's full of bums, drunkards, drug addicts, hippies.
因为在这个地方呢，有很多的嗜酒者，然后有很多的这个。用药的这些人，而且呢，有各种各样的嬉皮士。
For almost 1 year, Prabhupada was living in that situation.
所以在基本上一年的这个时间里面，释迦牟尼佛都是居住在这样的一种环境里的。
For almost 1 year, Srila Prabhupada did not achieve anything.
所以基本上一年的时间，释迦牟尼佛根本就没有做出任何的成就。
Yes, some casual friends, but nothing really serious. And he could distribute some of his books, yes.
当然了，他也在这里面交到了一些朋友，但是呢，这些朋友呢，并不能够非常认真的帮他，而且呢，他可能也派出了几本书。
He wrote, Srila Prabhupada actually said, he had no place to stay, he had no means even to eat properly.
说爸爸呢就写到了他没有任何可以居身的地方，而且呢他也so he hasn't he cannot
no means to eat properly.
OK, 而且呢他也没有任何的设施能够让他吃到正常的饭。
He was loitering here and there.
所以说呢他就四处流浪着。
No one was caring for him.
当时呢，没有任何人可以照顾他。
He had two important things that were very useful for his writings, for his translation: his paper recorder and his typewriting. And somebody stole them.
当时呢，他只有两件非常的有助于他进行写作的工具， 一个是他的打字机，然后另外一个呢是他的录音笔，就是当时他的这个录音机啊，但是呢还被人给偷了。
Srila Prabhupada has never experienced a freezing winter in his life.
而且说爸爸在这一生中呢从来就没有经历过寒冷的冬天。
And yet to pass through the most rigorous winter in New York was considered a very freezing winter in New York.
但纽约的冬天呢是非常是寒冷入骨的，而舒拉帕帕呢就要经历这个纽约的寒冷入骨的冬天。
And Srila Prabhupada had not proper shelter.
但舒拉帕帕呢他并没有一个恰当的居身之所。
What would do any one of us in that situation?
那我们其中的哪一个人又经历过这样的一个经历呢？
Let's go home.
还是回家吧。
Here is too much.
在这儿实在是受的太多了。
That's probably what everybody would do. Just go home where you can have these friends, the family members, and shelter and everything. Let's go home.
任何一个人遇到这样的情况都会选择回家的，能够和选择自己的有朋友、有家人以及有居身之所的地方，回家去吧。
And Srila Prabhupada actually.For two or three occasions, Srila Prabhupada went to the same shipment company to try to book his passage back to India.
事实上，舒拉帕帕呢，他确实有那么两次，他回到了这个船公司，去到了码头，想要买回程的票了，想要回到印度去。
But on a date of his traveling, he would not show up.
但是呢，当他这个船到时候要登船的时候呢，他却没有去。
So every time you would go book again, they would say, "But Swamiji, you already came before, and then you don't show up."
所以呢，每次当他去买船票的时候呢，那儿的这个船员公司的人就会说 ，Swamiji, 你已经买过票了，但是你从来都没有上过船。
Srila Prabhupada said, "What can I do?"
Srila Prabhupada 说，那我能又怎么办呢？
I'm bound by the instructions of my Guru Maharaj.
因为我被我的 Guru Maharaj 的训谕所捆缚着。
So he tolerate all that. He patiently wait for Krishna's plan to unfold.
所以说呢，他就容忍了这一切，他非常的有耐心的等待着 Krishna 的计划的展现。
So gradually, after 1 year, gradually young people start coming, more serious, trying to help him, and eventually they rented their storefront, and they, Srila Prabhupada began registering his International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
所以慢慢的，这些年轻人们就来了。这些年轻人呢，就开始帮助 Srila Prabhupada， 然后慢慢的呢，他们租下了这个就是前面的这个店铺的这个位置。然后呢，慢慢的，舒拉帕帕又建立起了 Krishna 直觉的协会。
Why Srila Prabhupada underwent so much sacrifice, so much pain, so much discomfort, so many problems? Why?
那么舒拉帕帕他为什么要经历这么多的牺牲，而且他要经历这么多的不舒适，要经历这么多的痛苦呢？他为什么要这样呢
？Why?Why he left Vrindavan at the age of 70?
他为什么要在70岁高龄的时候离开文达文呢？
That's the place where sadhus go when they are 70 in order to prepare for the rest, the last days of their lives.
作为萨杜，在他们70岁高龄的时候，为了要做为自己的这个余生的这几天做好准备，那么萨杜一般都会去到文达文的。
And Srila Prabhupada had just, instead of staying in Vrindavan, he left Vrindavan.
而舒拉帕帕呢，他却做了相反的事情，他并没有让自己留在文达文，而是离开了文达文。
Why sacrifice so much?
他为什么要做出这么多的牺牲呢？
It's amazing this amount of sacrifice that Srila Prabhupada underwent.
那么舒拉帕帕他所经历的所有这些牺牲是令人惊叹的，是不可思议的。
None of us could have done that.
我们没有任何一个人可以做同样的事情。
And nobody else will come and do the same as Srila Prabhupada did.
那么没有任何一个人也可以像 Srila Prabhupada 那样去做出这么大的成就。
Because now it's already done. Srila Prabhupada did it.
因为现在这些事情都已经做完了， Srila Prabhupada 已经把他们都做好了。
So he did all that, and there went all those difficulties, all those tribulations.Because of us.
那么所以呢 Srila Prabhupada 做完了所有的这些事情，他就是因为我们，所以呢他才经历了所有的这些动荡，所有的这些艰难。
He did these things for us.
他做的所有这一切都是为我们做的。
So we should remember this.
所以呢我们应该记住所有这一切。
Yes, not just one time in a year during Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja before lunch.
我们并不是说是一年之中在 Srila Prabhupada 的 Vyasa Puja 的这一天，在这个午餐之前来记住它。
We should remember this every day.
我们应该每天都应该记住所有的这一切，他为我们做的一切。
At least bow down to Srila Prabhupada's picture and at least say thank you.
我们至少应该顶拜在 Srila Prabhupada 的照片前，然后对他说谢谢。
But we can also read his books because this is the best way to appreciate the sacrifice he has made for us.
而且呢，我们也应该阅读舍尔帕帕的书籍，因为这是最好的去向他表示感激之情的方式。
Then we realize the wonderful gift that Srila Prabhupada had brought to us.
然后呢，我们就能够意识到舍尔帕帕所给我们的这么美妙的礼物。
So I leave you with these words.
所以说呢，我以这样的方式来结束今天的讲课，让大家好好想一想。
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
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 So have a nice celebration for Srila Prabhupada and offer your gratitude to him.
所以我们今天呢，应该有一个很好的对于 Srila Prabhupada 的。显现日的庆祝，让我们好好的向他来展示我们对他的感激之情。
Offer him a nice garland, offer him nice offerings.
我们应该向他献上非常美的花环，以及向他献上，很好的 prasad。
And offer your heart.
把我们的心要供奉给他。
Because he came to give us his heart.
因为他来到这里是把他的心给了我们。
Okay, if anybody has any question, we could maybe discuss.
Yes, 阿叔。So the first question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢阿叔、翻译和主持人曾问过，是谁？曾问过在意识康谁的讲课最好？回答是圣帕帕德的讲课最好。但是听他讲课的时候呢，听到他说那么多的梵文听不懂，也容易睡觉，没觉得是最好的课程，为什么会有这样的心态呢？Ashu, this question is from Rajendra Prabhu. He's saying that we used to ask a question, who is the best speaker in ISKCON? And the answer is that Srila Prabhupada is the best speaker. However,when I heard his lectures, I heard there were lots of Sanskrit to be quoted. I don't really get them. And also easy to feel drowsy, to feel sleepy from hearing his class. So I didn't really feel his course is the best, or he is the best speaker. So why I have such mood?
Maybe you should hear again.
您可能应该再次的去聆听。
Should hear more and more.
而且呢，也应该聆听的越来越多。
Yes, Srila Prabhupada, particularly when he was speaking in India, would quote many Sanskrit verses because Indian people know Sanskrit, and then they know it. You quote the Sanskrit, it means you are quoting the scriptures, so it's very important.
因为 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他很多时候呢是在给印度人在讲课。那么当他在给印度人在讲课的时候呢，印度人都是听得懂梵文的，所以呢他就会引述很多的梵文，而且当他在引述梵文的时候呢，大家都知道他是在引述经典，所以引述经典呢是非常重要的一件事情。
But If you pay attention and you try to really to absorb the message Srila Prabhupada is trying to convey, yes, you're going to feel very touched by hearing his talks, his conversations, and his lectures.
但是如果呢，你要是真正的让自己融沉醉在Srila Prabhupada的这个讲课中的时候，你就会发现他所传递的这个信息呢，是非常的打动人心的，而且呢，你也就会慢慢的愿意去听他的讲课了。
It's like some people say when they read Srila Prabhupada's books, say, oh, Srila Prabhupada books, Srila Prabhupada repeats himself so many times.
而且有的时候呢，我们会听到有人说，如果你要是去听 Srila Prabhupada 讲课的话，你会发现 Srila Prabhupada 他一直在重复。
No, his books, reading his books.
哦，在如果在看 Srila Prabhupada 的这个书籍的时候呢，就会发现他在书中呢总是在重复内容。
So it's always so much repetition. I already heard this time.All the time that we are spiritual souls, I have read this so many times.
就比如说呢，我们会就觉得啊，我这个都已经读了好多遍了，就是关于比如说我是这个灵性的灵魂呢，就这个我都已经读到好多遍了。
But how much have you realized that?
但是呢，我们到底有多少觉悟呢
？That's why Srila Prabhupada repeats, so you have to really realize that, because just to have theoretical knowledge is not sufficient.
所以说呢，我们就要不断的去阅读、去聆听，然后呢，慢慢的我们才能够真正的有这个觉悟。因为如果是没有觉悟的话呢，这个信息也不会在我们的内心中产生太大的影响。
So even if you don't understand very much what you read, what you hear, still continue hear reading because the subject matter is transcendental. Just accept that is your shortcoming. It's not the shortcoming of the person who is speaking or writing.
所以呢，即便是我们听不懂或者看不懂，我们也应该继续的去聆听和阅读，因为这些信息呢都是超然的。那我们听不懂、阅不懂、听不懂、看不懂呢，也我们要承认这是我们自己的缺陷，而并不是这个信息或者是讲述者的问题。
Any other question?
Yes, the next question from 聆听世界，请问阿叔，我们如何吸收和追随 Srila Prabhupada 的这些祷文呢？ But this question is for those prayers what you asked me to read. This Mataji asked that how can we really absorb and follow these prayers from Srila Prabhupada?
Read again and again.
就应该反复的去阅读。
And you very easily you're going to detect Srila Prabhupada's mood, Srila Prabhupada's humility, Srila Prabhupada's dependence on Krishna and his guru, and Srila Prabhupada's deep devotion.
而且慢慢的呢，我们就能够真正的发现 Srila Prabhupada 他的这个谦卑，然后呢，他对于 Krishna 的他的对 Krishna 的依恋之情，就是依靠之心，以及呢 Srila Prabhupada 的他非常深沉的奉爱之情，以及他对他的 Guru 的这个训谕要完成的这种决心。
And you're going to realize Srila Prabhupada's compassion for you.
然后呢，你就能够觉悟到 Srila Prabhupada 对你的怜悯之情了。Now the
his love for all of us.
以及呢，我们就能够理解说，爸爸对我们众人的爱了。
Okay, next.
Yeah, and same Mataji asked, 我们应该学会唱这些祷文吗 ？Should we learn how to chant these prayers?
Yeah, it's nice if you can.
很好。如果我们要是能够学会唱的话，是非常好的。
Because these are the words of a pure devotee who has a really deep devotion for Krishna.
因为呢，这些是一位纯粹奉献者的话语。那么，这位纯粹奉献者呢，对 Krishna 是有非常深的奉爱之情的。
You can understand a little bit of the heart of a pure devotee.
所以，通过诵读这些祷文呢，就可以让我们真正的了解一位纯粹奉献者的内心。
Because we also want to become pure devotees.
因为我们也希望能够让自己成为纯粹的奉献者。
So we can understand what means to become a pure devotee.
所以通过阅读这些祷文，我们就能够理解 到底一位纯粹的奉献者他所意味着是什么？
Completely humility, completely dependence on Krishna.
他是完
No trace of pride.
他是完全的谦卑，完全的依靠于 Krishna， 他一点儿骄傲之心都没有。
It's very wonderful. We can have a little window into the heart of such a transcendental person.
所以呢，这是非常美妙的，因为通过这些祷文，我们是为我们开启了一扇窗口。通过这个窗口呢，让我们能够理解一位超人人物的内心世界。
嗯。How is the heart of a pure devotee of the Lord？
嗯，以及一位主的纯粹奉献者，他的内心是如何的
？Yes, it's very, very good. If you can memorize and repeat and try to imbibe and gradually try to also desire to develop this type of mentality, this type of feeling。
嗯，所以如果我们要是能够真正的去诵读、去记忆这些祷文的话，那是非常有益于我们的，而且让我们的也能够真正的去了解一位纯粹奉献者他内心的渴求是什么。
Any other question?
Yes, I think this one is from Free and Easy. Maybe it's a comment. Let me read it.
Yeah.
Free and Easy Maji said that.感恩亲爱的阿叔和翻译，感恩勤劳的苏蒙提拉达玛的姐，今天的早课太精彩了。如果没有帕帕德的勇敢，我们就没有办法接触到 Krishna 知觉；如果没有帕帕的仁慈，我们就不能够有信心的做任何事情。亲爱的帕帕德呀，我从来就没有感到这样的离开你，只因为阿叔和很多的灵性导师和家人们一遍又一遍的重复着告诉我，我是这么的无知，也没有资格。可是我又获得了这么多的仁慈和爱，没有你们我什么也做不好，我自己也看不了永恒的祝福，可一直都没有聆我自己也看了永恒的祝福，可一直都没有聆听阿叔讲解，感到这么的触动。为了人类的福祉，帕帕德您可以放弃一切，用所有的爱呵护我们呕心沥血的著作，我也不能够好好的看看。亲爱的帕帕德呀，请您原谅我所有的冒犯，宽恕我所有的罪恶，只有在您的仁慈之下，我才能够努力前行，再次顶拜阿叔和亲爱的家人们。阿叔，this is more like a prayer and also it's more like a offering. Yeah, sweet. Please allow me to read it. Thank you, dear 阿叔 and the translator and also Sumukhi Radha Mataji. The morning class of today is so wonderful and sweet.If without the courageous of Srila Prabhupada, there was no way for us to get in touch with Krishna consciousness, if there was no mercy and benevolence from Srila Prabhupada, we won't have any confidence or faith to do anything. Dear Srila Prabhupada, I never have such strong feel toattached to you as today. This is all because Ashu and many other spiritual masters and other family members time and time again to repeat this information for me. I am such insignificant and no any qualification. However, I am so lucky to get this many mercy and love.Without you, I cannot do anything at all. And I actually also read Srila Prabhupada's Lila Marita. However, I never feel this touched as I heard your lecture this morning. From hearing your explanation, I got to know the whole human society got this many benefits and mercy from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, you can reject everything, you can detach everything, and using everything to love and care us. You try all of this effort to put, you try all of this effort to write this many books. However, I never sincerely to read them. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please forgive all of my offenses and also please forgive my sins, because only your mercy can make me to put my effort to proceed forward. Please accept my very humble obeisances again to you, to dear Ashu, and my dear families.
Thank you. Very, very sweet. Very deep.
非常感谢您，您所说的话是非常的甜美，而且也非常的深刻的。
Yes, if it would not be for Srila Prabhupada, where would we be?
如果是没有 Srila Prabhupada 的话，那我们又能够身在何处呢？
I would never know. I would never have met you or Donna Kelly.
如果要是没有 Srila Prabhupada 的话呢，我永远我根本就不会见到你，我也不会见到 Donna Kelly.
I would never met this wonderful little Vaishnava family.
我也不会来到这美妙的 Vaishnava 的家庭之中。
Srila Prabhupada gave us everything.
Srila Prabhupada 把这一切给了我们。
He gave us a life.
他把生命给了我们。
He gave us a purpose.
他让我们知道了生命的目的。
He gave us a goal.
他给了我们生命的目标。
Everything makes sense now in our lives.
让这样让我们的生命变得具有了意义，知道我们在做什么。
Yes, certainly we have to work out. We have to work hard in order to.Deal with all the obstacles.
那么毫无疑问，我们自己是需要努力的，我们自己需要去逾越所有的这些障碍的。
But Srila Prabhupada gives us everything in order to deal with these obstacles.
但是Srila Prabhupada给了我们让我们逾越所有这些障碍的方法。
It's we even take us all life or many lifetimes to understand.To understand the extent of Krishna, of Srila Prabhupada's love and compassion for us.
当然了，我们可能是需要花掉我们毕生的精力，甚至于我们来生的精力，来真正的理解 Srila Prabhupada 所给予我们的这些仁慈和爱。
But you, we can begin doing that.
但是呢，我们可以从现
在。Your offering is very beautiful.
您所写下的这些话语是非常的美妙的。
Any other question or comment?
Yes, yes, yes. Here is a comment from Xiu Xiu Mataji. She said that 感恩亲爱的阿叔和翻译，听着早课，内心感动满满，感恩的泪水如泉般涌出，更想到帕不帕爷爷当年所受的苦，想想自己眼前的困难，又算得了什么呢？感恩帕不帕爷爷的仁慈。请接受我谦卑的顶拜。This is a prayer. She said that. She said that hearing the very touchable lecture to make the tears showering from my eyes. Now when reflect on all of the sufferings experienced by Grandpa Srila Prabhupada, what.To make all of the difficulties placed in front of me are insignificant. So I really appreciate all of the mercy from Srila Prabhupada. And please accept my very humble obeisances.
Very beautiful, very, very beautiful realization. Yes.
那这也是非常美妙的觉悟。
Any other comment or question?
That's it. That's it for now.
Okay. Okay. I wish you to have a wonderful celebration for Srila Prabhupada today.
那我祝愿大家呢，在今天都有一个非常好的Srila Prabhupada的显现日的庆祝。
There are some videos of Prabhupada speaking with devotees giving lectures that are translated into Chinese. Maybe devotees can post on a YY, circulate them so the devotees can watch.
Yeah. 那么有一些这个 Srila Prabhupada 讲课的录像现在有已经被翻译成了中文。所以说呢奉献者可以把它给传到 YY 的这个课堂上 然后可以重复的播，这样大家就可以一直在看。
Yeah, they can see Prabhupada, they can watch him dealing with others, hearing his speaking. It's an incredible personality.
那么所以通过看这个录像呢，就可以一边听舍尔帕帕的这个讲课，一边呢可以看到舍尔帕帕他和其他的人之间的这种应对和交流，所以呢我们就能够真正的感受到舍尔帕帕是一个多么伟大的人物。
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your question, particularly your comments.
所以非常感谢大家，非常感谢大家的聆听，大家的问题，以及特别的感谢大家所做出的评述。
Very beautiful comments.
然后大家今天给的评论非常的美妙。
Thank you, Dana Kelly.
谢谢 Dana Kelly, thank you, 阿叔。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Nittai Gaura Brahmanande Hari 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 Bo
Hari 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 Bo Ashu ki jai 晚风的知音服务源于聆听，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常感谢 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 阿叔为我们今天的这节讲课的非常非常美妙的讲述，也非常感恩所有奉献者的聆听，谢谢 Sumukhi Radha Madhaji为我们安排的这个平台，那祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的对于 Srila Prabhupada 的冥想日。 Hare Krishna。